to the Bombadcast.
What is going on, everybody?
Woo! How's it going, fam? Welcome back to the podcast.
We love you.
We love you all.
It's nice to be back because this is like a couple of episodes in now on the podcast feed. It's almost been a month, actually. Yeah. A month.
Well, I was going to say we've been like probably more than a couple episodes on the podcast. Yeah. Your podcast feed has been absolutely inundated. I mean, absolutely devastated. Just lousy with our voices.
It's been devastated. I walk in, I say it's been devastated.
I walk in, I look at this place, I say, this has been devastated. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, we are the Bombadcast. We do a live show every Thursday.
That is right.
A podcast every Tuesday. I have a show called Bombad Gaming that has been a little bit on hiatus, but it could make a return in some capacity, especially with the new Ghostbuster stuff coming out. We'll talk about that later. I don't know why Jerry just appeared on screen, but all that being said, super excited to have everyone here to be able to do
what? Wait, what happened?
It glitched out. We'll do that again. We'll just start from the introduction. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, let's go.
What's going on, Bombad fam? Super excited to be here tonight. Talk about Bad Batch.
What's up?
This is like our fourth episode on the podcast feed now, which is so surreal. We've been doing this for like a month. How nice is that?
It's crazy. Yeah, you guys have been absolutely inundated. Just lousy. Your podcast feed is full to bursting with the child of our voices.
That's right. Left and right earlobes. Yeah. They must be tingling.
Yeah.
Yes. I walk in this room and I say it must...
Like a swollen greyhound ready to give birth. Are your podcast your podcast feeds.
Oh, that's sickening. But that's life.
Swollen as you greyhound. Will, a bus full of pregnant ladies or like an actual greyhound?
I walk dog? In and I say a bus yeah, full of pregnant you? Ladies. I walk in and I say.
I look in, I see it. I see you. I say, hey, look at this. The bus full of pregnant ladies.
A swollen greyhound too. No, thank you for joining. This is the Bombadcast. We do a live show every Thursday and a podcast every Tuesday. And we're talking about the Bad Batch season 3 today. So if you are.
Oh, snap.
Well, Bad Batch is our bread and butter, and we talked to this before in the live show. We'll talk about it here. Jerry and I, the first Star Wars Celebration panel we went to together, we went in VIP, too. We got some VIP, what do they call it, badges, and we went in and we watched the Clone Wars Season 7 panel, essentially a 2019 celebration. And while we were there, absolutely. You know, not knowing we'd start a podcast, like 2 months later, not knowing we would be, you know, during going through COVID when this was releasing, we watched it. And the very first clip they showed was from the Bad Batch arc. And I don't know, man, it's so weird to say that, but this show is coming to an end now. And this trailer really does deliver on that promise, man. And I cannot wait to watch this with you and talk about it with you. So we're going to watch a trailer live in the next few seconds. For those that are listening to it, you may have already seen it, so you can maybe skip through it. But we're going to watch it, give our reactions. We may even scrub through it and look for certain things. So this could be a better visual experience if you want. It'll drop on the YouTube channel as well the same day you're listening to it in your ears. But Jerry, how does it feel to know that this is coming to an end? Is this going to make you kind of sad? It will make me sad.
It's a little sad. It makes me kind of wonder what's next, because I have been on the record on this show and many shows saying I would watch this forever. Just a slow burn Rise of the Empire. You could give me as many seasons as you possibly want to. But it's coming to an end, and it's going to be bittersweet. It's in my opinion, one of the best animated project, just one of the best Star Wars projects that they've put out in a while. It's one of my favorites. I do have some tie to certain characters and everything, that being a dad, because I have a little something called Predictable Print.
I hope it made all the audience members jump and our jump out of fear.
Yeah, please don't crash your cars. Yeah, you're good. You're good. That's our new, if you're not used to it by now, just get used to it.
I completely agree with you wholeheartedly, because this show, and we had the privilege of covering it every episode last year's a live stream on Wednesdays. We may end up doing that again we end up doing that again. We may have done it again. I walk in and I say, we end up doing it again. We could do it again. We'll see.
This is like the first animated series, Star Wars animated series, that we've gotten to cover together from start to finish.
Yes, because Rebels because didn't exist.
Resistance, right? Yeah, Resistance was already on its way out and everything. Uh-huh. I was making videos on my old Canon Drunker page and everything like that. Yeah, it was a little bean. Back then.
It's weird, man. Here we are, and we're doing this right now, and we're going to actually watch this trailer at this very moment. So if you're an audio listener, you might have seen this. You might know what happens, but yeah.
You're going to listen along with us as we talk over this thing.
And we'll probably end up scrubbing back through it. So let's watch it now. Hope everyone is excited as I am for the show, and I think this is going to be an experience to watch. Here we go.
Hold on! We've got troopers up top. We're running out of road!
Not exactly a stealth exit, boys.
Let's move!
I thought that the end of the war would mean an end to losing more of our brothers. But I was wrong. We can't just walk away.
I can't handle
not
it.
With the Empire imprisoning the kid. Secure her in a cell. Omega's been waiting for us a long time. Our mission is not over yet.
A war's
there
not
is
over
nothing
yet.
Of greater importance to secure the future of this Empire. Whatever is needed to accomplish this goal, you will have it.
Cool.
They are coming. For all of you.
Give us a real challenge.
We're not big on following orders.
I wasn't planning on killing you, but you're making it very tempting.
God bless.
Woo! Chills. The rasp that gives you chills.
I have chills. Man! Oh my god, I'm gonna miss this show so much because all the trailers have been so top though. God,
yeah,
bless.
Not a trailer for this show has this, but and honestly, the show hasn't disappointed.
Never.
For me, and I mean, like that, you know, no, like it's. I understand some people find the show a little bit of a slow burn. It's been a good slow burn for me, and I believe you as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah,
and I think. You know, you're in an era that has always intrigued me, and we've never seen the actual passing of the torch. And now we're getting the TK troopers, right? You know, we're getting these troopers that are from Ralph McQuarrie concept art, like in the trailer, because they were kind of a sneak, you know, they were kind of like hinted at season one and a little bit of season two. But this is full on like, no, these are the new ones. You know, they're all in here. And like, we can watch this trailer, you know, shot by shot and kind of break down certain things, but I just like even this part where they're landing on top of the what is that called, Jerry? You know, the one with the wheels.
Oh, that's the Juggernaut.
Yes, right, the Juggernaut.
There. Yeah, trivia champion, soon to be trivia champion.
Beat Alden Diaz. But yeah, like
yeah, I'm gonna kick his ass.
I just love this trailer because you've got a combination of prequels, original trilogy too. You've got just the Bad Batch themselves, but also the fact that they're fighting Ralph McQuarrie TK troopers on top of, I mean, it's just, there's so much going on. It's incredible.
There's a lot. And I am excited of like from the moment that we got that TK trooper design, I've wanted more and more and more and more and more of it.
Yeah.
I want that in live. Can you imagine getting the TK troopers in live action? Like,
not
it's,
at all. That would be incredible. I would love that.
It's going to happen. But I love, yeah. Someone see, like, we, you know, this has always been such a huge part of the lore and everything. Like with the Battlefront 2, original Battlefront 2 gameplay or whatever, like the story mode of that, you were like, it was like the Diary of the 501st, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of had like a pseudo story as to the switching of the Empire to like why the clones betrayed the Jedi and why they sound different in the older movies. And their thing was, oh, we just started cloning a bunch of different people, right?
Yeah.
And but now that we've got all this lore, like this is so much better.
So much better.
The chips in the head that take away the free will of the clones, which is evil, so evil. Turning the clones into droids is such a Palpatine move. You have just the way that they're literally, it's so fast. All right, we're phasing you guys out.
Yeah.
Like we're throwing you to a side. It doesn't really matter where you land. Like I watched
the episode where Crosshair goes and interacts with I forget that one clone trooper's name, and they're stationed on that ice planet. And it's like hell, and like everyone's dying around them. There's vultures, there's pirates trying to steal, locals trying to steal stuff, and like all I could think of is like he was that one commander was like, you know, oh, you're obsolete, referring to the clones. I'm like, good, who wants to work with obsolete technology? Is what they said about a clone trooper person. I'm like, man, this has been so much deeper, and this really is to me the bookend of Dave Filoni's first episode of Clone Wars, where it's Yoda talking to the clones and talking about identity, and you have identity in the Force. You know what I mean? Regardless of who you're clone from, and you have identity in the Force.
Yeah,
that already means a lot to the living Force. Like,
yeah,
you are a full organism, regardless of, you know, what you may think you are. You are a full individual, Absolutely. And then by the time this is all coming to an end, you're seeing like the phasing out of that person, which is insane. And you know, the titles have also dropped for all these episodes too, which is very important. We can look at those in a little bit. But
I was gonna say, yeah, we'll look into that and speculate, of course. So but
one thing I noticed too in this trailer, if you can't tell, is Wrecker is holding someone in an orange jumpsuit. It looks like. See, now we don't know where these clips take place, but
well, there is an episode titled Juggernaut.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that.
So maybe we want to pull them up real quick.
Yeah,
I'll try to find it real quick here.
But you look at it and you see Wrecker holding someone who's very big. So I don't know who that could be. But then in this shot, Wrecker's no longer holding them. And that person, to me, looks like Crosshair's helmet right there on the far right.
Could be. I want to say that it is farther in the season, too.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Look, wouldn't you say that looks like Crosshair's helmet? It's got like a little antenna on the top, on the far right.
Which one? The one on the far right?
It kind of
looks it.
See, look, it's got a little antenna on top of it that moves with it. It does not look like Echo's helmet at all to me.
Okay, these are... Okay, I'm finding the season 2. I'm still trying to find... Here we go. Episode 12 is Juggernaut.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty late in the season.
Wow.
There are 1, 2, 3 episodes after that one.
It might not be it then. I don't know. Yeah. I wonder. I just don't know. This show, there's no indication of where it's started and finishing, but there's some cool things in here that we can actually look at for a second. Like this right here, the shot of this weird little freighter thing, and it's straight up a rip from what could have been Cloud City or the Death Star that Ralph McQuarrie made right there, and it's over Coruscant.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's like one of the construction... whatever pods that they used for the Death Star that were in Rebels.
Yes. The space station thing. Yeah.
That shot's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, the shot's incredible.
The shot of Coruscant and the thing over there.
There's some shots in the show that look like live action, and I cannot believe they aren't. You know?
This is prestige television to me. Like, this entire show is...
Totally, Jerry.
It's had some of the deepest themes I think that we've had. Like, I mean, Andor had some really deep themes too, of course. But just like when you're talking about deep themes involved in the lore of the entire saga, this is like, looks like
his bow.
Omega's bow right there. Yeah, so maybe Omega's back with them at that point. I'm thinking we get Omega back quicker than we might think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to like scroll back a little bit to, we've got, what is it? This is kind of the montage of people of loss.
Yeah.
The montage of loss after Rex talks about, I thought that at the end of the war, he says here, what does he say? Wouldn't mean an end to losing more of our brothers, which is a really fucking brutal line.
Yeah, but I was wrong.
When you think again about the autonomy of the clones and like how they've been treated, in all of this, just as they were a tool, they were created as a tool by Palpatine,
and they can't walk away from it. This is it for them. They thought they would
just walk away.
And I love that this is on Pabu, by the way, which is kind of devastating.
I was gonna say, that's one of my notes, is that the Empire is on Pabu, which
that means they found
is paradise. Brutal because of, yeah. I mean, but that's part of the expansion. The Empire goes to planets the Republic never did and just creates a presence on there. I love you also get a shot of Teth.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. I'm wondering what we're at all gonna be seeing there.
I do enjoy the fact that
possibly Omega, where they meet Ventress.
Omega is on Mount Tantus. And I love that Mount Tantus is a very real place in this. And like the last season, we had a couple of scenes of Mount Tantus, but this appears like we're going to have major arcs in Mount Tantus, which, you know, for those that don't know Legends, Mount Tantus is a place where Palpatine was cloned. It's a place where a lot of things happened in Heir to the Empire. So like to have the opportunity to maybe even continue that is possible, because we don't know what they're working on, but we know that there's a Zillow beast there. We know that Dr. Hemlock is in charge of something things. And everyone hates this guy. Everyone hates
Hemlock. He's
one of the greatest villains. Just a great villain in Star Wars.
Well, now we have him, like in this trailer, we have shots of him walking like right behind Palpatine. Obviously, this guy's very important to Palpatine because we're all assuming this is Palpatine trying to figure out how to become immortal.
Yes.
Right? Like this is the beginning of him working on what happens in Rise of Skywalker, where, I'm back. But he still, again, even in Rise of Skywalker, he hasn't quite figured it out.
Nope.
Like, he hasn't quite come to a point because he needs Rey, he thinks, to
see. And I will address that in my video essay of midichlorians. That is addressed.
Coming soon, hopefully. I think there's potential for like even the first three episodes, that drop on the first night to be all Mount Tantus.
God, I
like
love that.
So we get the titles for the first three that are all three dropping on February 21st, y'all, are Confined, Paths Unknown, and Shadows of Tantus.
Oh my God, we're getting it.
What you could have is Confined. It could be Omega on Tantus.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second episode, what the Bad Batch is up to, and then back to Tantus. Or maybe they'll do a good mix. They kind of did a good mix in this show, where like we're going back and forth. We're kind of just like hopping all over the galaxy.
Yeah,
seeing what the story is.
And most people forget that the biggest cliffhanger from the most recent season was that this is Boba Fett and Omega's sister, right? Yeah.
She's another unaltered clone. Trans clone.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cool thing though is this clone is aged, not double. No, double, right? This is a double. This is not a normal aged clone like Omega.
Accelerated growth. Yeah. Omega doesn't have the growth acceleration.
Yes. But she does.
Might.
Yeah. I forget.
Honestly, I don't think it's been said.
I thought that she had a name.
I'm excited to learn more about her, though.
Hold on.
Because there was that good reveal at the end of last season.
Emiri Carr.
Emiri Carr.
Yep.
Feels like
genetically Omega's sister. Yeah. I love this. And I love that she has to look out. Like, she has a cell of some capacity that does look out to the outside world. Which is very interesting because she had longed so forever to be able to explore a place other than Kamino. Well, then this arc happens, and now she's in a mountain on a green planet, and she can't even go and experience that planet. Whereas, you know, her entire life she was bound by rain and water, but now she's just bound by the knowledge that she has of being a cloner. Because she is, you know, her
it's worse.
Isn't Lana Say? Is that the character from this show? They got
Nala Say, yeah.
Nala Say, yeah, because they got Tun Hui. They got and then yeah, Nala Say. She's like your Pikachu joke. But look, you can see this is a continuation.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's gotta be the Havoc Marauder, isn't it?
Havoc Marauder.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's a different ship.
Well, I would say that that might be when they're escaping after with Fee.
Yes, that would make sense. Yeah, that is definitely Fee. Yeah. But like this, we got Ian McDiarmid full on back as Palpatine, which is so exciting.
This shot is so cool because these are all the TK troopers and then commandos, right?
Yeah. And you can see what's the
commanders are still.
What's the walker?
Clone commanders are still. Oh, the ATDP.
Yeah, it's right there too.
Oh yeah, you got a couple. Looks like a couple of them right there, an early version.
Yeah, but no, I agree. The Imperial commandos, man. I mean, that's crazy. It's freaking weird. Wild. Yeah, and there's so many. Look, they're that first row, if you can tell. They're all that for they've got the backpack.
They've got the big chunky armor and stuff like that. Yeah.
There is nothing greater. There's nothing of greater importance. Yeah, look, you can see them all right there. TK troopers and Imperial commander. It's just so cool. You get to see Imperial guards. Just look at
this shot. Oh, this shot goes so hard. And I know this is like this is the aged up Clone Wars animation. So
yes.
This is like it's just such another level. I want them. I know we're getting Tales of the Jedi. Yes. I want another series in this medium. But yeah, so he says, this is of the utmost importance. Whatever is needed to accomplish this goal.
Yeah,
let's get his actual words here. There's nothing of greater importance to secure the future of this empire. He says, whatever is needed to accomplish this goal, you will have it.
It's such a wild
Let's pause right there. So this is it's official. We are officially starting to get
final order.
Actual information at this point.
And we don't know who this is, by the way. We have no idea who this is.
Right. I wrote in my notes a new helmet character.
Yeah. I don't think it's Crosshair. I don't think Crosshair would be doing this at this point, but I love that they have the drop down. They have the drop down.
I know a lot of people. Yeah. The little targeting thing like the Mandalorians have on their helmets.
Yeah.
I don't think it is either. I know a lot of people were saying that is Tech, but if Tech comes back, I'm not going to be upset. Like whatever the story needs.
Yes.
But I don't think Tech is coming back because I think this is a story. This is a story of survival.
I agree.
Not that I think he has to stay dead or it cheapens it, because I think that there are ways to get around everything. There's always ways to get around everything.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Chris Ryans, you think this story ends with them becoming a Scar Squadron. Brainwashed, working for the Empire.
I hope
it doesn't end like
that. I would be devastated.
I would be so devastated. Chris, I love you. I hope you're wrong. But no, just like I'm just still on the whole, like we are going to be getting more into the nitty gritty of Palpatine's dealings
legacy.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I did, but it's funny too, because
I want to see the beginnings of that plan.
Of course.
And all of that, you know.
That's the fact that we have it paid off in Tross is going to be so nice to see it get built up throughout this show and other subsequent shows that could happen.
People are always talking about the Clone Warsification of the sequel trilogy. And this is the beginning. I mean, the Mandalorian's doing that too. And your mileage may vary apparently with that.
Yeah.
But this is the Clone Warsification of what happens in the sequel trilogy.
Oh, of course. And it's okay.
Absolutely. I love when these are one story.
Yeah.
Like all the films, all the shows, everything fits together into this that we have here. Like
I'd rather it be that way than have it be disjointed and, you know, different voices muddying up the waters. Like it seems that's why the story groups establish. That's why people like Pablo exist and Matt Martin and Leland Chee. Like those people exist because you want to have continuity. And we know for a fact Brad Rao and Jennifer Corbett work with them almost all the time. They exclusively work together. And they write this show. And they even mentioned it in the article about Asajj Ventress. Like, yes, we are sticking to Dark Disciple. We are not going to step on anything that's already been established, you know?
And
People are all mad about Kanan showing up. Is that what you're going to bring up? Was it the Kanan
show? Well, not Kanan showing up. I mean, I'm just saying, spoilers for Dark Disciple, but they laid her to rest.
Yes.
In the healing pool, the water where they baptized the Night Sisters. They laid her in one of those kind of pools.
Yep.
So I wouldn't be surprised. And honestly, I want it to be she's just alive again so she can just show up.
Yes. Yes.
Because I think that character of all of them, and people have said, you know, they're for this one because it's not just a scrungly old man coming back and stuff, which is it should be equal opportunity. Star Wars should be for all of for the guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Everyone can come back. I'm honestly fine with it. Just tell me a cool story. A cool story. I'm not gonna fight you.
Same. Honestly, same. And I like this too, by the way, to bring this up. I think this is fantastic, this shot, because this is obviously an homage to episode 3. It's the third season of this show, and it's a digital zoom. Like, it's a super crazy rack focus digital zoom. And like, it is straight up an homage to Revenge of the Sith. Because it was, you remember that scene as a kid?
All those missiles flying. Yeah, for those of you listening, it's the Juggernaut coming onto the bridge.
Yes.
And shooting the missiles. And just that rack focus is so good.
It's so good. And I also love seeing the TK troopers up close and personal, one flying a ship, obviously, or piloting something.
I want the TK troopers forever. They're my favorite.
X1. Who's CX1? Is that a destination we already know? Is that
they are coming? No, I guess it must be that guy. Or do they give the commandos the trooper designations now? I guess. Oh, CX would make sense.
CX1. Yeah, CX1. It says on Wikipedia, CX1 was a clone trooper during the Imperial as a clone of the human Jango Fett. X1 had a black hair and tan skin. CX1 wore black armor. So I think it's that one that was in the commanding shot. Yeah.
Is that one of the ones from the video game, maybe?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And look, Shand, Cad Bane. Finnick Shand. And they haven't been since season 1, right, Jerry? Or they should have been season 2. I don't remember.
Cad Bane hasn't been, I'm pretty sure. And I got to rewatch. I need to rewatch before Let's it comes see. Out.
I'm going to.
I need to get on it. I've been doing some Ghostbusters research for our Ghostbusters stuff that's coming up eventually, guys. Spoilers.
Ghostbusters month, baby. Cad Bane was in season 1 because we interviewed Seth Green around when that episode was airing. When he was Toto 360. So, yeah. God, man.
That's right.
Oh, it's so weird that we interviewed Seth Green. Incredible. But yeah, Finnick Shan and Cad Bane are back, which means Toto 360's in there, and that's
Nalase.
And I don't know which clone this is, but they have a great voice. It's a different clone for sure.
All of you. Wait. So go back. Isn't that CX1?
I don't think so. Let's see. Hold on.
Let's back up and see if it fit for all of they're coming. They are coming for all of you.
They are coming for all of you.
Okay, that was CX1.
That is CX1.
And then is this Wolf?
Bad Batch.
Is this Wolf? Right?
That's Wolf right there. Incredible. So we know that Rex eventually ends up with Gregor and Wolf. We've seen Gregor. They've already helped Gregor escape.
Yeah.
And I mean, even though it's just the three of them, I don't think that it has to be like doom and gloom for the rest of them.
I don't think so.
I mean, it ends badly for a lot of that's in the design of everything. The
of course.
Have a hard time because the Empire is
the Empire
dictatorship.
Yeah. And another thing,
they're fascists. They don't care. They throw them away like garbage.
I love that Wolf in this shot too, to bring up next to a super commando, two clones on his left and right, then three TK troopers across the back. So you're looking at like three, almost four generations of unique Star Wars helmeted designs that we all thought were like very much phases. We always thought that phase was this, because the Super Commando is a cross between a phase 3 and a phase. I'm sorry, phase 1, I believe.
It's like phase 1 and phase 3.
Oh, I love this. This is everything I love, man. It's like the prequels coming to an end. And I know that sounds really silly because Kenobi felt like the prequels coming to an end, and a little bit of Andor and a little bit of Bad Batch and Rebels, all right. Like the prequels coming to an end, but it's doing a better
Dark
job.
Times.
Saying, it's doing a better job at saying this is all one story. Nothing really ends. Right. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, which is what I love. I love like everything. I love seeing that's why I call myself Canon Junkie, because I love seeing like Rey at a bar and there's like a clone trooper helmet or something you know, all of that stuff. I want to see all of it, because if it's a real world, it's all there, right?
Exactly.
That's what makes it feel more real. That's what makes it feel real. It looks like they're going to probably, it's going to take some coercing to get Wolf back. Maybe it's a hard fought victory getting Wolf back. Maybe they're going to take him out and Rex refuses to let them like kill Wolf or something.
That could be the case. You know. You're not wrong. I just love at this point in terms of speculation.
There's so much drama in this show.
Yes. That's why I was going to say, I just love at this point in speculation. Oh, yeah. It's so up in the air. And this show always satisfies me. So I know whatever they give us, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, perfect. Because like are now bridging Clone Wars and Rebels, which are two very different things and have the same characters in them. And we know there's a handful appear in Rebels, and maybe we'll get reasons why. Right. I mean, like you said, not everyone has to die. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's going to be a reason why we don't see Wrecker and Omega and all these other characters later. Right. There has to be a reason, and it could be death, but I'm leaning towards it's not. I mean, I look at my poster right there in my head, the Bad Batch poster from Celebration. I'm God bless it. Not that
there's
crew.
There's already been loss. Like, so that's one of the things too, is like the stakes are so freaking high.
They are
with this, because I don't think anyone saw. I didn't foresee Tech dying last
season.
Not
that way.
I didn't foresee that at all. That hit me out of the blue. I'm remembering now how much of a mess of tears I am through most of these episodes when they're done. So this is gonna be like an emotional roller coaster.
Ruined.
I'm gonna be crying. Going between crying about this and crying about Ghostbusters. Yes, I will cry about Ghostbusters, especially when we get to Afterlife. So just get ready.
So this looks like it could be CX-1, right? With a flamethrower?
Yeah, it's got that kind of black armor.
It's the same armor. Look.
It's a little different. It's a little different. But that's definitely one of the clones that is still chipped. And I don't know. Maybe not. It's hard to tell. Great shot of Omega flying the ship. So serious. She's such a little badass. She's so awesome. Oh man.
God, I'm gonna miss Wrecker. I love Wrecker. Oh, look at this creature that pops out the water. It's like they're in Louisiana. Got the big
space Louisiana.
Oh, it's pulling. Who is that? Is that Echo? Hunter's holding. Let's see, hold on. I can't tell if it's Hunter or Echo. Let's see. I think it's Hunter.
It's Hunter.
I love it. You know he's not in danger.
Both hands.
Dude, it's straight up a gator. It's got teeth in the right area. It's not a crocodile.
It's straight up, yeah. That's a gator.
I'm gonna kill this gator.
Shoot him, man. The record's about to go. Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him, Echo. Shoot him.
Shoot him, Echo. Shoot him. Oh, and Fennec Shand's in the boat. Fennec Shand's in the boat. Holy shit!
Oh shit! Look at the boat, dude. That is a fan boat. They are going croc hunting with Fennec Shand.
Dude, what in the
Fennec Shand
what
is like?
Fuck is happening? This is
Fennec
amazing.
Shand is like, I need you to do a job with me and my buddy Troy Landry.
We're gonna go hunt gators. We're gonna hunt space gators. Oh my god. Okay, do you remember?
Look, we're gonna have to do an entire like episode about space Louisiana.
Do you remember?
They legitimately are making space Louisiana
right here. Toodle, Elizabeth. Do you remember when Admiral Rampart's Black Series code name was like like General Louisiana or something stupid?
Louisiana.
I always wonder what that meant. Maybe this is the return of Rampart. Could you imagine? They're going to go break Rampart.
He just got fired.
Could you imagine?
I fucking shit myself. That would be so great. Again,
Okay.
Those of you new listeners and stuff, Scotty is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Go look him up.
This ship does
your address.
Yeah, I can do that. This ship, if you join our Patreon, you get it. This is the coolest ship design I have seen in a minute. Oh, yeah. It looks backwards. I love it.
I love ships that are like you can't tell the front end from the back end.
I think what this could be, and this could be some cool design. This could be like a tip of a Star Destroyer that detaches. Because look, it's got like this almost something that could slide in and lock. I don't know. I love when you can play with that. You can play with that aesthetic and Bad Batch.
Maybe it's like
that.
The beginning of like a what is that? It could be like the beginning of different types of Star Destroyers and stuff like that too. So like a new type of cruiser.
Yeah, it could be. Oh God, isn't it cool?
That's really cool. I don't know. You can't tell the size of it from the shot.
No, you can't. Okay, this one is Is this one in purple armor with a sword or the gun? Who has purple armor? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
That's purple.
You know what would be really cool is by the end of this, we get a clone trooper rebellion, a mini clone trooper rebellion that is put down really quickly. But just like one last fighting breath from the clones, like a redemption in their own minds. Not that they need it. They don't need it. But in their own minds, you know, they're probably like, we got duped.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We got like the shaft on this, and now we are being treated as less than people. What is going on? Like, just to have, can you imagine having the last gasping breath? Like, we're going to try to take this shit down and it gets stomped out. But yeah, just like how incredible would that be? Everyone's been wanting a stormtrooper rebellion.
Ever. We talked about that the first time we were covering Bad Batch, because I thought the season went in on Kamino being an uprising that was led by the Bad Batch, and that's why Topeka City gets destroyed, is because the Empire destroys
it. This.
Yeah, this could be it, and it could be better.
Look at these episode titles again. We got, Confined, Paths Unknown, Shadows of Tantus on February 21st, February 28th, my birthday, Approach. Let's see, next week, The Return, two episodes on March 13th, Infiltration and Extraction. March 20th, Bad Territory. March 27th, The Harbinger. April 3rd, we've got two episodes, Identity Crisis and Point of No Return. April 10th, Juggernaut. April 17th, Into the Breach. April 24th, Flash Strike. And episode 15, the finale, The Calvary Has Arrived.
Calvary has arrived!
I mean, I'm feeling less confident with it after reading the titles, but at the same time, there's no way to know. Well, Flash Strike, I mean, they could at least put together a small group of clones, and they do some damage to something. Maybe Palpatine has to move operations from Mount Tantus to somewhere else. Like, well, he's already got his lab. We already know in the prequels and everything. He's got his lab out on
Yes. One thing I want to point out too in this shot, for those that are watching it or listening at home or in your car or while you're jerking it, what you see right here is totally a shot of Crosshair, 100%. You can see the backpack and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm convinced with the sharpshooter, they're all lined up. I think Crosshair is going to join the Bad Batch way sooner than we think. I think he's going to fill that void that Tech has left. I really do.
Right. I think that we are going to get him and Omega back earlier than people think.
Yeah,
I do. I really do think that. And maybe not, because maybe people feel like the stakes are gone if Omega's back right at the beginning. But at the same time, there's a fascist regime trying to kill them.
It's still called the Bad Batch. It's not going to be the Bad Batch is the title for a reason. And we've been waiting for this reunion of sorts, and I think we're going to finally get it. And I look at this structure here. This is interesting. It looks a little bit like
that's Mount Tantus.
Yeah. And I never realized how much it looked like
at night.
It does look like Exegol there, though.
Let's say that's, I believe that's Mount Tantus at night, and that might be like Fee and them like swooping in.
Yeah. And this is a ship firing at some TK troopers that are out in the forest for some reason. Yeah. This show always delivers. Oh, and who just jumped on? Yeah. That can't tell who that is. That looks like Hunter.
I want to say Hunter.
Yeah, it's definitely Hunter.
Hunter's always jumping on his stuff.
Oh, and he pulls.
Hunter okay. be jumping.
Oh, God, this is such a good show. I cannot wait.
It's very good. It's very
okay. Good. And we can talk about this last big little reveal. Moment in the trailer. A huge reveal. Asajj Ventress, yellow lightsaber, amazing haircut. One of my students, I watched this trailer with one of my girl students, Rowan, and she was straight up like, they gave her a Karen cut. And I'm like, you know what? She's got a point. because you know, back in 2013 or 14 when that book came out, like that was a pretty popular haircut. You know what I mean? I knew a bunch of girls that had haircuts like
that. Well, and it's more of the short on the sides, yes. long on the other side kind of yes. thing. It's supposed to be a more punk feel to
very
it.
Very punk. Yeah.
Taking the Karen back. She's taking Karen back. Yep.
But so what did you feel when you saw this, man? Were you pumped about Asajj Ventress? I sure was. I was ready.
I mean, when you hear the voice, you're God. Like immediately you're like, hold on. My brain was like, oh, is this like that voice actor doing another character? I was like, no, yeah. no. Oh, this is that's Asajj Ventress.
Let's hear it. Let's
do her.
I wasn't planning on killing you, but you're making it very tempting.
Because you don't see her till after she says that line.
Yep.
But it was but you're making it very tempting. I was like, that's Ventress. God. Ventress is back. Holy shit. And then you see her possibly going after the Bad Batch. We don't know.
We don't know. That's the thing. I think people are assuming too much. But someone's firing at her, and she is obviously hitting bolts back. You see there's blue bolts coming from behind.
With a yellow saber.
With a yellow saber. And it's framed like the Bad Batch was shooting, but there's no way because it's two different backgrounds. Unless they're in a cave, which I don't foresee that happening on Pabu. Because that looks like Pabu, like sunset right there. You know what I mean?
God, I love her growing her hair back ultimately. Yes. Just, I know we were off of that already, but just like showing her doing what she wants to, like showing her freedom.
Yes.
Know, it feels like.
God bless, man. And it's funny because this is the. This is the every season we've had a lightsaber, at least in one part of a season. So we had Gungi last season. We had Kanan and Lapa in the first season. And now we've got Asajj Ventress with the lightsaber. And I think seeing her do this really reminds me of how much I miss seeing lightsaber battles in animation. And like, look, she clearly has the curved hilt. I mean, that is the curved hilt.
Yeah.
And what a better way to end the Clone Wars series in this way, because Asajj Ventress was like the debut villain for Clone Wars. You know what I mean? Both.
Yeah, well, I mean, even back the Gendy Tartakovsky one, yes, she was like the main little throwaway villain they kind of put in there.
I've got to grab something, Jerry, because it's just interesting that it's...
Oh, you're good. Well, I just remember when she was introduced in that, I was just enamored with the thought of this... this new Sith that we didn't know anything about, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of like coming in here and almost killing Anakin, you know, having that intense battle.
So for our audio listeners right now, I want to show Jerry something on air. I think he might have saw it when he was in Baton Rouge the couple of times he's been down here.
Right.
Let's see. A friend of mine who had this lightsaber, and it's a 2008, and it's apparently a very rare Force Effects lightsaber. It is the Asajj Ventress 2008 Force Effects lightsaber, held together by a drum head screw. So it's the perfect size, the drum head screw. But what makes it funnier, I bought this. I did not buy this from him. He literally is like, I'm like, Stevie, I'm like, how much would you be willing to like, how much would I have to pay to get this from him? He goes, we'll just go to Taco Bell, dude. And we went to Taco Bell, and I paid for his Taco Bell, and he gave me this. I think it's like a $600. Because you could buy two, and you can screw it on and have, you know, the break apart double.
Oh,
win.
Yeah.
So cool. 2008. This is real cool shit. Feature. And it's so cool to see it on the.
That is beautiful.
It's so cool to see it right now on screen. With her using it. So she could have bled the crystal. She could have changed the crystal, but it's really kind of cool to see that they stuck to that weird, you know, curb design. Cause this doesn't look very much like a Kamari Vos's, you know, I mean, that's who it's based on, obviously, but
right.
I'm just saying it's, I like that they stuck with the blockier look. You can even tell, like, you can tell from
right
this angle, it's the same exact hilt. Like, it's these.
I love that they kind of kept that, like, same, like, striped look as well. Because, I mean, on the original Tartakovsky one, it was like an actual, it was like a ribbon, a black ribbon.
Yes.
Kind of like on a, kind of like on an actual katana. That they had. And I love that they kept that. I honestly, I would love for her to get something like that again. Yeah. Like more of the katana look.
Oh,
anyway,
what a cool time to live in, man. So cool. I mean, this is a great final shot for the trailer. It's a great way to end this discussion, but like this, seeing this happen was a treat for people that have been invested since, and you know, you've been watching it the longest. If I'm going to be real with you, you had been watching Clone Wars since it started, right, Jerry? You watched the movie at least.
Right. Well, so the first two seasons have been released on DVD before I actually got around to watching it. But I think I started when the third season started coming out. Because, like, it was...
So, like, 2010, right?
Probably around
2011.
I would say it was earlier than that, but I might...
Could have been. I don't know. All I know is I started watching Clone Wars.
I don't know how fast...
In 2014. That's when I started watching Clone Wars. That was it.
That's crazy.
So 10 years.
Yeah, I remember catching a few episodes on Cartoon Network while it was airing. Yeah. And then go on. I really want to watch this show. Like, I'm gonna have to like actually buy it.
Well, now to talk about it, you know, and see this character have maybe somewhat of a conclusion is just fantastic. It excites me so much. Yeah.
It's thrilled. Insane. It's insane that we're here. It's insane that that it's still around. It's insane that we have more than just.
Yeah.
Because for a while it was like that's all it was gonna be was the animated shows.
Yeah.
Forever. And we have a spoil of riches.
Oh, we do.
Just listen, if you don't like the thing that's out currently, just wait around. I mean, I'm sure something else will catch your interest.
Jerry.
Seriously.
Just be patient. You'll like something or another.
The big dad energy from me tonight, but yeah.
This logo's different.
Absolutely.
I like this logo's more of a metal look too. I like that it's got like almost a Boba Fett kind of feel to it. And I love it pops more. And I love all the Bad Batch.
It's gotten more rusted every year.
Yes.
Every year gets a little more rusty.
Well, this has been a good discussion on this, man. Is there anything you wanted to say? Because we do plan on covering this stuff as it comes out. We don't know when they're dropping yet. We don't know if they're dropping in the mornings or in the evenings.
Yeah.
So... once that's figured out, and if you like this discussion and you want more of it, we will be doing live streams, hopefully after it airs in the evening. At least that's what I hope for. So
we're hoping. Yeah. We'll have to see. Sometimes I'm a sleepy boy. So yeah, you know, you gotta watch out for that.
It's not easy for us to record in the mornings since we both have different dates. We both are in different time zones and our jobs start at different times. So
exactly. We'll figure it out. Listen, go to our Patreon and give us money so we can do this full time. And we can have it out for you like right at like we'll shit it out for you at the end of the day.
Yes.
I mean, come on, an hour after it comes out, we can have a fresh piping hot steaming pile of content for you.
Eat it up.
Hey-o.
Hey, get on, get some jambalaya.
Shoot him.
I'm tweeting that literally the second we stopped this recording. Anyway, everyone, thank you for joining. I am Scotty Jero. You can follow me at TheScottJero. This is Jerry, the Cannon Junkie Cable. You can follow me at TheCannonJunkie on Twitter. We've been doing this now for 5 years almost. And if you're new to this and you enjoy this, by all means, like, share with your family, subscribe. Make sure you follow us in your podcast feed. And of course, as always, Jerry, what should they do?
Hold on, because we're doing podcasts now. We're not bad at doing podcasts, but we like forget the podcast things. Go to Apple
Podcast
and review our podcast so we can move up the rankings and get more stuff. The more our show wins, the more you win.
Yes.
The more you win, Elizabeth. Anyway, until next time, stay bombed. Shoot 'em, record, shoot 'em.